Welcome back to the Dolphin Pod. We are joined on episode 3 of our relaunched Dolphin Pod by CSI Cross Country Track and Field Associate Head Coach, James Lugensland. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, James. To all of our viewers watching at home, the last time we were on the air was in early December. The show has been on a hiatus for just short of a month, but we are back with the associate head coach of our CSI Cross Country Track and Field program. Let's go back to the beginning, James. I started here full-time back in 2019, the summer of that year. Of course, I departed for a time, I'm now back. But right after I got started in the summer of 2019, I was a part of helping prepare a news release for our new assistant coach of our cross country track and field program. That was you. How did you end up at CSI?
Honestly, just took a shot in the dark, saw the posting, and just figured, you know what, let me apply to it. Let's see what CSI is all about. And, you know, it kind of just took off from there, coming in from Stevens Institute at one point to NJIT to Montclair State, Virginia Union, and now CSI.
And we're going to talk a lot about some of that past experience later in the show. But a lot has changed since 2019. And 2019 was really the beginning of a period of change here at the College of Staten Island. Of course, it was announced that summer, right after I got started, that the College of Staten Island had been accepted into NCAA Division II. What have you seen in terms of the program's growth since that time? Not just your program in particular, but as CSI Athletics as a whole, how has that grown since 2019?
I mean, just seeing the breadth of talent coming in for all sports, actually. You know, especially basketball, baseball, soccer, swimming, and of course, cross country and track and field. And on top of that, just, you know, very excited with the direction that we're going. You know, having the new track being done, the turf field on the inside of the track, it, you know, you can really start to see a lot of the growth happening, which is fantastic.
And of course, a key part of moving to Division II is increased recruiting efforts. And you touched on some of those recruiting points. Of course, we have the new track, the throwing room. When you go about recruiting, what do you look to do as a recruiter? What kind of athletes do you look to recruit? What are some of the selling points here at the College of Staten Island? That's always a huge part of getting premier student athletes to come here.
I mean, the first thing is looking for student athletes that want to write their own legacy. You know, obviously we're very new in track and field and cross country. We're very new on the Division II level. And, you know, one of the things that I think is fantastic about the CSI is the fact that you're able to write your own legacy a little bit, especially with our program for cross country and track and field, with us being so new. You know, a lot of the selling points here, we're right in the heart of New York City. We're a stone's throw away from Manhattan. You know, we have a new track coming up that's just about done, from my understanding. And, you know, we do have resources here. We got Ocean Breeze right down the road for our indoor track and field athletes. And, you know, my biggest thing is, as a associate head coach, is really doing my best to bring in the best student athletes possible. And I say student athletes in the sense that I want you to succeed both as a student and as an athlete. That's why you come to college, not just for your academics, not just to compete at a high level, but also, you know, you want to get a good college experience as a whole. And, you know, there's a lot of different facets with CSI, and there's just, you know, there truly is a lot here to offer.
And you mentioned the word legacy. We're going to talk a bit more about the student athletes, but let's talk about you for a moment. What do you want your legacy to be as a coach? You've coached plenty of high caliber athletes. Maybe more specifically, how do you want your student athletes to remember you as a coach?
Just having a big heart and you know, trying to do everything I can for them, whether they're in my, you know, expertise in the field events or on the track, and, you know, just knowing that I'm doing everything I can for them to be successful. And you know, that's my biggest thing.
And I think your heart is apparent to anyone who's been around you, have been around the program. I've met a lot of coaches over the years. You're certainly one of the most passionate coaches that I know. So I think certainly your student athletes will remember that about you. But let's take a look back a bit toward the cross-country season. That's where the year got started. Of course, we're in the midst of track and field right now, but let's talk about cross-country just a bit. What were some of your takeaways from the cross-country season? Of course, the team went through a bit of adversity during that season, pulled through it. What were some of your takeaways from the cross-country slate?
I mean, you know, it started out tough, and, you know, it didn't get much easier throughout the season with Andrew, Coach Gangemi, leaving, you know, immediately after the conference meet. And then just trying to get the team ready for regionals. You know, it was hard. It was, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of adversity. But, you know, one of the things that I take pride in, you know, any athlete that I recruit, any athlete that I coach, is, you know, being resilient. And that's something that I feel like gets overlooked. You know, in life, everybody's going to go through some sort of adversity. And, you know, the big thing is, how do you overcome those obstacles? How do you overcome those hurdles? You know, we're coaching at young adults here, 18 to 22 year olds. And, you know, like a lot of life lessons you learn here in college. And, you know, to be helping them through this was it was a big deal for me. Obviously, you know, it had its challenges so far, but, you know, our kids made it through, our student athletes made it through, and, you know, we're ready to turn the page and look forward to the indoor and outdoor track and field season.
So from challenges and adversity to a triumphant begin to the track and field season, talk a bit about the Yuri Spence Garcia Invitational. There were a lot of records set during that meet, a lot of impressive performances, and I could see there's already a smile on your face. Talk a bit about that meet.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is we started out okay, and, you know, the thing is with that, we didn't necessarily hit every last goal that we wanted, but we started out what I believe as a very solid performance. You mentioned the records, and, you know, we did break a lot of records, which is great to see how our program is still growing despite all of this adversity. You know, we definitely know that we can do a lot better than what we accomplished at that first meet, but, you know, you also look at our roster, we have a lot of freshmen, a lot of underclassmen, and the fact that they're, you know, overcoming a lot of adversity and obstacles and being able to do what they're doing is, you know, monumental, and I can sense the energy from a lot of them when we went to break. Like, you know, they want to do better, they want to be better, they want to be better for themselves, each other, and they want to really have this team in a better place. And, you know, my hat's off to them, because, you know, I can sense that they really want to work and get better. And I really do think we're getting to that point.
Now you have the Spartan Invite coming up. What does the preparation look like? You said you feel that your team could do much better, and they did pretty well in that first meet. What does the preparation look like ahead of meet number two?
So the preparation is, you know, we're going to be going to Ocean Breeze a little bit this week. And, you know, right now it's mostly about getting into a rhythm for the entire remainder of the indoor season. We're going to have meets just about every week leading up to our conference championship on February 19th. You know, we have opportunities to practice at Ocean Breeze. We have opportunities to practice here in 1R. And right now it's about getting into a rhythm. I think the biggest thing is if we get into a rhythm and start building and snowballing good performances into bigger performances and bigger performances, you know, we can definitely hit some of the goals that we want to hit, not just individually, but also as a team. And, you know, I just really feel like we can definitely get a few student athletes on the podium. I don't think that's without any doubt in my mind. You know, I definitely think that's attainable for our field events, at least, especially on the women's side. And, you know, also the relays, I think, are going to be very important for us as well.
And as we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, your coaching experience extends far beyond the College of Staten Island. There are a lot of stops before you arrived here at CSI, and you continue to work along with some very high caliber athletes. And you have plenty of stories. What are some of those that stand out that perhaps you'd like to share with our viewers at home?
Man, you're putting me on the spot.
I know, it's not easy. Maybe some moments that stand out to you throughout your career, some accomplishments of your athletes.
I mean, one of the biggest ones, and I guess I'll start with CSI, was my first year here, coaching Stephanie DeSilva. Throwing was very new here at that point. I would say not a lot of people understood it. And, Steph, she was very raw. And the fact of the matter is, we needed to get her up to speed with the weight throw relatively quickly. Because, like you mentioned, we just joined the East Coast Conference. We just started this push for Division II. And we were still, about to finish up in the CUNYAC. And my biggest thing is, I wanted this for her. And I was pushing very hard for that. And, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a moment, like it led up to a proud moment. But, in 4 months, Steph worked her way from just learning how to throw the weight to becoming just about a finalist in the ECC conference in the weight throw and winning outright the CUNYAC in the weight throw. And to see somebody progress the way that they did in such a short window, we're talking about 3-4 months, that was something that was very proud that I got to be a part of, and it really did mean a lot. Another one, and they're just like little moments from last year here and there, but at both of our indoor and outdoor conference championships, Ava Thompson getting her first medal in the ECC in the weight throw, and she had to work hard. There was a shot for her to get all conference and medal. I know she wanted it, I wanted it for her, and she got it by 2 centimeters, less than an inch.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
So very, very close, and the girl that she had to beat ended up being all region, all East region. So that was big. And then at the outdoor championship, Florentina on her last throw, Florentina Lunati, earning third place in the javelin on her last throw nonetheless. And then with what Skylar Pointer did, we had to make a technical adjustment for the outdoor conference championship in the hammer throw. And it worked. It worked magnificently. And to do what them three did last year was incredible. I'm very proud of each of them for that. I'm proud of Steph. And that's a lot of what has happened here. There's a lot of stories. the one other one that I would like to mention was, and I think this kind of, helped with me being a coach, understanding how to tackle adversity, being resilient, is the work that I did at NJIT years ago. We just entered the Atlantic Sun. Atlantic Sun is a very good mid-major conference, competing against schools like Kennesaw State, Lipscomb, North Florida, Jacksonville, and we weren't expected much, especially in the field events. And, I said, this ain't gonna happen. We're gonna be successful. Definitely pushed the kids very hard. And again, I'll use the word resilient. coaches in the conference, they were looking at us as, are they going to be competitive? I feel it. And we ended up getting 8 all-conference honors in 2 years. And I didn't have anybody on scholarship. And, they worked their tail off, those kids, I swear. They They did a lot for NJIT. They did a lot for that program. There's so many proud moments out there. Being able to coach probably the greatest athlete I've ever coached of all time, Leah Negra at Montclair. She was already an outstanding thrower, and you know, her and me working together and having the support that she's had from her now fiance, Rob Kessler, another javelin thrower, was probably one of the greatest experiences that I had as a coach. Being able to work with her throughout the 2018 outdoor season, she ended up being the number one javelin thrower in the country for Division III. So it's hard to pinpoint one moment, and you know, I there's been several here, and you know, and everywhere I've gone, but those are some of the major ones. And you know, I'm just proud, you know, of any athlete that I've coached, and you know, a lot of that has gone through overcoming adversity in different ways throughout everywhere I went. And you know, just, you know, sometimes you got to put in as much heart as you can as a coach to help them get to where they need to be, and you know, push them to be the very best that they can be, both academically, athletically, and you know, most importantly, you know, as a coach, you're trying to build up young men and young women to, you know, for the next step in life and in the adult world. And you know, I'm proud of every athlete that I've coached up until this point, and I'm really fortunate to be coaching the group that I'm coaching right now.
All right, one final question for you, James. Expectations for this season for the program beyond this year. If you could have everything go your way for the next 3 to 5 years, what do you want this program to look like, and what do you want to be remembered for having accomplished here at the College of Staten Island?
I mean, short term, I really have a quiet confidence in our group, especially the women's side. They have been showing up, they've been working hard, and you can just sense from the team they want to do well for themselves and each other. And you know, that means a lot to me. My expectation is continuing to grow as individuals and as a team, continuing to build upon our success, continuing to build on the marks that we have. And I do feel like, you know, being at the top of the regional rankings and potentially in some event areas, making it into the national rankings. I do think that that is feasible and possible this year, if not in the near future. We have outstanding throwers here, we have outstanding jumpers here, and you know, we are in a position where we can definitely, you know, cut ourselves a nice piece of the East Coast Conference in those areas, in the field events. And you know, going forward, like 3-5 years down the road, I know Chase is very enthusiastic that we can definitely be one of the top teams in the ECC as a whole. I firmly believe that, and a lot of that comes through coaching the kids that we have now, which I want to put a great importance on. And you know, I've been recruiting throughout the winter break. Once the season dies down, I'm going to be focusing on the class of 2024. And you know, right now my biggest focus is, like I said a couple seconds ago, focusing on the kids that we have here, especially focusing on field events. We got some outstanding throwers, Ava, Skylar, Ariana, Rebecca, and of course our jumpers, Jasmine, Cole, Steven. You know, those are some of the people that are really gonna help bring this program to the next level. I'm honored and privileged to be coaching them. And even with the runners right now, we have some very good runners. Fabiola Jean, she, I think, can definitely help us in a lot of ways. Precious Dillon definitely can help us in a lot of ways. Whether it's open 60, 100 meter, 200 meter, or in the relays like the 4x1. you know, it's a unique time at the College of Staten Island, but I also think we're growing at a good rate, but I want to get that rate growing even more for the program as a whole. And, you know, the last thing that I would say, especially for this season, is, you know, try to have some fun. I really don't think we have anything to lose. I think as individuals and as a program, we have a lot to gain. And I want us to be competitive. I want us to be working as hard as we can to attain what we want to achieve as individuals and for the team. But on top of that, I want to have a little bit of fun doing it, because this is a sport that we all love. I'm here because I love it. Student athletes are here because they love to throw, they love to run, they love to jump. And the big part of it is you want to do what you love, and you want to do it to the best of your ability. And that's something that's unique about this team. That's something that's unique about Division II athletics. And I couldn't be more honored and privileged to be coaching this group. And, you know, gonna give them everything I got.
All right, James, thanks for coming on the show. And I should mention, doing something I love is what brought me back to this studio, in this chair, and next to you hosting the Dolphin Pod. I couldn't stay away too long. Thanks for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. This is the Dolphin Pod at CSIDolphins.com.
And welcome back to the Dolphin Pod. Very quickly, we will wrap up our show with a brief recap of the last several weeks. Of course, our last show was back on December 5th, and there has been quite a bit of intercollegiate athletic competition since for both men's and women's basketball. Since our last show, men's basketball has played to a record of 2-3. Following our December 5th broadcast, they picked up back-to-back victories over District of Columbia and American International College, both of their wins coming on their home floor. As for the three losses, the first came at the Tank back on December 14th. That was a loss to Alliance University. They then lost to Georgian Court that following Saturday and lost to Felician University in their last game on Monday, December 19th. Men's basketball returns to action tomorrow night as they take on Damon University at the Tank at 7:30 p.m. They then take on DeYouville University on Sunday at 3 p.m. As for women's basketball, they also took on UDC back on December 6th, falling by 10 points, 73-63. However, they then traveled on the road to take on Alliance University the following Saturday and picked up the 5-point win, 70-65. They continued their road trip at Caldwell University on Wednesday, December 14th, and fell 65-49. They then fell to Goldie Beacom College, once again playing on the road by a final score of 81-73. However, the women bounced back with a victory in their most recent game on New Year's Eve as they took on Adelphi University at the Tank on Saturday, December 31st, picking up the win by 8 points, 68-60. The Dolphins trailed by as many as 8 points in the third quarter of that game, came from behind to take the 8-point win. Following the win, Jenilise Alakon was named the East Coast Conference Defensive Player of the Week. She had 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals in the Dolphins' victory over the Panthers. Just as the men return to action tomorrow against Damon University, the women will do the same as they kick off tomorrow night's doubleheader at 5:30 p.m. The women also will take on DeYouville University on Sunday. They open that doubleheader as well. Tip-off for that game will be at 1 o'clock. Swimming and diving was also in action over the last several weeks. During our last show, we recapped the CSI invite, and since then, there have been 2 meets for swimming and diving. For the women, they took on Montclair State University and Felician University in Montclair, New Jersey, back on December 10th. The women dropped both of those meets. They then took on Pace University on Friday, December 16th, and fell in that meet as well. As for the men, they also competed against Montclair on Saturday, December 10th, falling in that meet. However, they picked up a big victory over Pace University on Friday, December 16th, defeating the Setters 154-131. Be sure to join us here at the Tank for both the men's and women's basketball home games this coming weekend as the Dolphins return to East Coast Conference play against the Wildcats and the Saints. You can get your tickets at csidolphins.com/tickets. Also, be sure to check out new episodes of the Dolphin Pod. You can download those episodes directly at csidolphins.com/podcasts, or you can watch the full episode over at our CSI Sportsnet YouTube channel. Every episode releases in audio and in video format, so be sure to check out our video format over on our YouTube page. Until next time, this has been Joe Foreman with Episode 3 of the Dolphin Pod, the official CSI Dolphins Athletics Podcast.